little Halloween picture.
Thank you.
She's my heart, so.
Aww.
Yeah. So tell me about this movie of yours. It sounds incredible, and I'm so, so excited to see America's reaction to it.
This is not your average family Christmas movie. It is a family Christmas movie with just the sprinkle of mayhem. And that's Dean.
Thank you. Yeah.
Every Christmas movie needs a little Dean Winters. It's a beautiful juxtaposition. No, I love this family. I love this husband and wife. I don't always see them in family movies. And I love, this is a marriage I would want to be in. This is a family that I would want to be in. It's a great family. There's so much love and so much dysfunction. And yet they're all in the ring fighting it out. And it's a fair fight. And it's in the whole thing unraveling that everybody finally just gets to be who they are in all their imperfections and just be together. Right, Dean?
Yeah, 100%. You know, the film has a lot of heart, and it has a different tone that I haven't seen in a Christmas film. Every great Christmas film has its own kind of tone. And I think that we found the tone in this one. And, it's nice to see a film where it's not about anger. It's just about people trying to do the best that they can and not always, succeeding at that. And just to be able to do this film with Shawnee, for me, was a blessing. Because, I've had, this schoolboy crush on her for years. And when I first met her, our chemistry was just palpable, and people saw it right away. And so kudos to the casting director, because we had never met before. And I think that relationship transfers on screen, and you'll see it. And hopefully the audience will enjoy it.
Yeah, that's one thing. When I was watching the screener, I noticed it was like such. I thought you guys were like friends forever or something. I was like, the fact that you got that chemistry right away.
Well, we are now.
Well, yeah. I could tell there's a BFF thing going on now. But I thought you guys knew each other from before. It was, you couldn't tell because the chemistry was just that wonderful.
It was. That's when acting is super fun. Ultimate acting is with a partner like that. It's like a game of tennis, the better your opponent, the better you play.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun, and yeah, it shows in the movie. Yeah. It's kind of, there's a sweet spot in filmmaking. I think like you need just enough budget, but not too much budget where there's too much pressure on the whole thing, but you need enough to make it good. And, I call it like the sweet spot of filmmaking. And this was one of those movies, and it'll be, one of the ones that stands out in my memory amid a lot of them.
And what would you both say was your favorite memory about filming? And Dean, other than the fact that you got to meet Shawnee.
For me, it was just, it was fun to play this character, because I don't normally get cast as just a really good guy, and that was a challenge.
And he is such a good guy.
And that was a challenge for me. It was really just about every opportunity I had to be on screen with Shawnee and be on set or just to be around her. It was a joy. And then, this girl, Paris Bravo, who plays our daughter, she just comes, she's a force of nature, this one. And she's so good.
She's almost as awesome as my real daughter, who just brought me Starbucks.
Wow, what a good daughter.
I know. least, like, she's a good daughter. Yeah. Paris is second place.
Second place. I love it. I love it. And what about you, Shawnee? What would you say was your favorite memory about filming?
Let's see. I think probably my favorite memory was that first stuff that we shot in the grocery store. Because I think we had done like a couple scenes in the car that first day. Or was that the very first stuff we shot was in the...
No, the first stuff we shot was in a car.
Okay. So this was like first time we got to, there was a lot of wiggle room in those grocery store scenes. You know, they were steady cam. So we were just kind of walking and talking and we got to improvise a little. And as an actor, it's like, there's something new in each take, you know? Because it's spontaneous and you're working off of what exists. And there we were surrounded by this very interesting grocery store. So there was a lot of material to work off, you know, and then next thing you know, I'm grabbing whipped cream. And, you know, I love this husband and wife because they really like fair fight. You know, I mean, he took it like a man. He deserved that face of whipped cream and he knew he did.
Yeah.
But wasn't the easiest pill to swallow, but you know. So I think that was probably after that day, I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. And it was.
I love it. And in what ways do you each relate to your character? Or if not, which way do you wish you related to your character?
I very much relate to Diane and her perfectionism and trying to design everyone's day, everyone's holiday, the children's lives, because she loves her husband and her children and even her mother and her sister that much. And I relate to that kind of jacked up position of loving someone so much that you want to control their trajectory. But it's actually in the letting go of that one that you love that you get more of them, you know? It's a terrifying, brave act. And, you know, a lot of times, I mean, it's just forced on Diane. And I find in my life, you know, God has to force it on me. It takes a lot to get me there, but I'm always grateful because you know, it's in the giving that we receive. It's in the letting go. They come back, you know, but it's terrifying. It's not an easy thing to do as a mother. Dean?
What about you, Dean? Yes.
Go ahead.
In what ways do you relate to your character, or if not, which ways do you wish you related to your character?
You know, I don't have a family as far as I'm not married. I don't have any children. But I think that the way that I related to him is that, you know, if I did, I would want to do the right thing. And so I find myself in this predicament where I just can't do the right thing at this time. And that's, you know, that was where that's, you know, therein lies the rub. Right. And I just, I really wanted to do the best that I could. And so, you know, in my life, in my real life, I try everything I say that I'm going to do, I try to do it. This guy, you know, Brian Walters, he's really trying to do the best that he can, but he's just lost sight of it because he's trying to climb that corporate ladder. But you know, his intentions are only to try to make a better life for his family. And in so doing that, you know, that's where the story lays, you know, and that, you know, and why Shawnee's character is feeling, you know, not appreciated at, you know, in her ninth month of pregnancy. And so, yeah.
That's what you love about this family, is their intentions are good. They're just a mess, and they don't necessarily know what the right thing to do is, but they want to do the right thing, you know? So they're incredibly earnest, and they're all fighters. And it's just kind of very entertaining to watch them navigate the unraveling.
Yeah.
Wow, we are almost out of time, but I want to tell you, you're both incredible. It was a pleasure to speak with both of you. But before I let you go, I want you each to describe the movie in three words, starting with Shawnee.
Family, fight, funny.
Never give up.
Beautiful. Well, thank you both so very much, and good luck with everything, and congratulations on this new movie. Proud of you both.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.